Hi, my name is Larry Guger with the Visual Studio team here at Microsoft. Today I want to show you a quick demo of some of the new features we've introduced with System Center 2012 R2 and Visual Studio Ultimate 2013 and how we're using performance events and IntelliTrace data together. All right, let's take a look at our friends at Tailspin Toys. They recently deployed a new version of their application, and they've been hearing from customers and they've been seeing from their monitoring systems that they seem to have some performance problems. Let's take a look at what our customers are experiencing. So they've added something into their cart and they go to checkout. And our customers from California are complaining that it seems to be really slow after they click that review order button. We can see I've clicked the button and it's spinning for a while. Well, that took a lot longer than we were kind of hoping. So we want to investigate this performance problem that we're having with our application. Let's switch over to System Center. So here you can see System Center 2012 R2. And we've detected some performance problems as well as some application exception problems with our Tailspin Toys app. We can see we've already assigned one to engineering. Let's take a look at assigning another one to engineering. We're going to choose this performance exception. If I right click on it, I can set my resolution state to assigned to engineering. This now uses the Team Foundation Server connection and creates a work item within Team Foundation Server for my development team to start analyzing the problem. Once I've done that within System Center, we can switch over to the development team's perspective in Visual Studio. So here I have Visual Studio Ultimate 2013. I'm going to go to my work items, and you can see I've already got a query set up for active operational issues. These are the work item types that are created with the System Center connector into Team Foundation Server. I'm going to double click on this so I can see my results. And you can see my count increased from 2 to 3 for the new issue that was recently assigned. Well, we're going to drill into this order address performance problem that we were seeing. And I've got information about it, the application, the threshold violation that was exceeded. And if we scroll down a little bit, we can also see some link to System Center dashboard, as well as some notification that we have an IntelliTrace file available. I'm going to click on my links, and we can see I've got my IntelliTrace file linked to my work item. I'm going to drill into this IntelliTrace file. When I open up my IntelliTrace file, I can see the performance exception from System Center that's been translated into IntelliTrace format. So we can see my MVC page, the order address, and we already get an indicator that I have got a problem with my SQL statements. So let's drill into the details on this performance problem. We can see the SQL statement identified again here, and we've also got a tree down below. I can click on this Find in Tree to see exactly where that SQL statement was executed as part of my call tree. You can see all of the calls leading up to that SQL statement. If I expand my SQL statement, you can see that we've captured some very valuable information, like the data source, so this was going against my local SQL server, and which database it was talking to. I can see the command text that was executed, this is my stored procedures name, and if I expand my parameters, I can also see that I had 2 parameters passed into this stored procedure, and I can look at the values for each of the parameters that were called. Now if I want to, I can even go to the method that was called that actually executed my stored procedure, and I'm going to debug this call. From here, we jump directly into the editor. I can look at all of the code that was used to make that stored procedure call, and in my locals window, if I want to drill into those, I can expand that a little bit so we can see it somewhat better. I can drill into my execute reader, and I see the same information we saw on the details page. My stored procedure name, my server name, my database name, and again from here, I can drill into the parameter values, and I actually see the in-state or province parameter, and it was the value of CA representing California. You can see we've added a lot of information for performance event debugging right within Visual Studio, pulling data from System Center that's monitoring your application. Using all of this information, it's a lot easier to identify the slow methods or the slow database calls that were causing performance problems within your application. This should make resolving your problems much faster and much easier with this tight integration between System Center, Team Foundation Server, and Visual Studio Ultimate's IntelliTrace feature. Well, I hope you've seen something that you can use and is valuable and will help you resolve your bugs quicker and faster than ever before. Thank you very much.